In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each one of us, I think, has something particular that we love about this Christmas season. For some, it's maybe the look on the kids' faces when they see the presents under the tree. For others, it's the annual tradition of posing for a photograph by the crash, or that feeling of cold air on your cheeks as you walk out of midnight mass. Maybe it's a certain special Christmas carol, or the meal that you have every year. For me, because I'm a liturgy nerd, it's the Eucharistic preface of the Nativity, which goes like this. In the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our soul, so that as we recognize in Him God made visible, we may be caught up through Him in love of things invisible. We've been singing those words perhaps since the reign of Pope St. Gregory the Great in the late 6th century. We'll sing them again in a few minutes today. He had not yet begun to exhaust their richness. In my mind, it connects too to something that we say at every Mass, at the last Gospel. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Indeed. Now, on Christmas morning, a new light dawned upon the earth, which was more intense than any we had ever known. All the inky darkness of a sinful and sorrowful world could not extinguish the light which shone from the cradle in Bethlehem. This new light, radiating from the face of the infant God, was visible not to the eyes of the body, but as we sing in the preface, to the eyes of the soul. And it revealed the previously hidden face of God. Suddenly, because this new light had entered the world, we were able to see what no one before had ever seen. The God who is light and life and love beyond all telling. And something else was revealed by this light too. The unimaginable dignity of every human person. The shepherds who greeted him at his birth, the old people who awaited him in the temple, people, in other words, whom the world accounted as nothing, were revealed to be precious to God. So precious that he deigned to show them the face he had not permitted Abraham or Moses or David to see. The radiant light of glory which filled the newborn king revealed that every person, no matter how little, no matter how unimportant, no matter how marred by sin, could be made glorious and holy and radiant too. Radiant with the reflected light of the Savior. The light revealed that God loves each one of us with a love beyond all limit. This light shining from Bethlehem shines still, not for our condemnation, but for our encouragement. It's a warm light, a friendly light, a reassuring light. It shines not to expose our sins, but to reveal to us that God's grace is greater than our sins. It shines not to reveal our brokenness, but to illuminate the secret workings of God's loving power by which we are made whole. As we continue to bask in the light of the Christ child today and throughout this Christmas octave, we ask that by this light we may come to believe more and more perfectly in his divinity and in his love for us. And we ask that, recognizing in him our God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of the invisible Father, whose love for us sent him into the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.